You're listening to Fighting Terror, the podcast that explores approaches to fighting terror and extremism in the U.S., Europe, and worldwide. With Lucinda Crane, Senior Europe Advisor to the Counter-Extremism Project and former Europe Minister. This podcast is brought to you by the Counter-Extremism Project, a research and advocacy group that combats the activities of terrorist and extremist groups globally.
Hello and welcome. In today's episode of CEP's Eye on Anti-Semitism series, we will explore the resurgence of anti-Semitism in France. With us today is Deputy Mayor Nicole Iardini from Toulouse, who will be able to give her perspective on the French case of anti-Semitism. Her previous position as President of the Representative Council of Jewish Institutions of France, or CRIF, a national Jewish representative organization, coincided with the horrendous attack against Jewish schoolchildren and a rabbi in 2012, which was conducted by Mohammed Merah. Nicole, thank you so much for joining the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure. So, Nicole, let's jump straight into our discussion. And you are the current deputy mayor of Toulouse, and as I said, the former president of CRIF in the city and the region. So you have a very unique perspective on the issue of anti-Semitism in France. France is currently home to Europe's largest Jewish community and has, I think, roughly 448,000 Jewish people living in France. So perhaps you might give us an overview of the current situation and the challenges faced by the Jewish community in Toulouse.
In order to understand where we are at the moment, we have to go back in time, of course. You have to understand that it's true. After World War II, there was a long period of Jews fitting in, you know, after surviving the Holocaust. And you can say that things started changing. In the mid-70s, there was a kind of a soul-searching that started about the Vichy regime and what it did not only to Jews, but to France. After 20 years, I would say, starting in the mid-90s, you could tell that changes occurred. And I would say that there was a parallel between an increase in the assertiveness of the far left. The far right at the moment was not that much focused on Jews, although it kept its traditional, under Jean-Marie Le Pen, its traditional views of Jews as too strong when it comes to money or power. I mean, a kind of a traditional view of the far right. But then what we saw starting in the 90s, a parallel increase between the far left adopting or reactivating that view of Jews and an increase because of what was going on in Algeria and more largely in the Arab and Muslim world, a revival of Islamism. And I would say that those two strands, those two currents started increasing more and more. Could see, of course, after 9/11 in the States, how things could evolve. And the trope that Jews were responsible for 9/11 became quite present, I would say. And it was accompanied by some politicians from the extreme right or extreme left by an understanding of Jews playing a negative role. And it was always their, you know, part of their ideology, but it was not as obvious as it became. And I would say that for the last 20 years, 23 years, because a lot of people thought that what happened with Jews could be correlated to the second Intifada in Israel in 2000. And the discourse was blame on Muslims versus Jews. And it was an easier thing to address than to think what's going on with French society. Because when anti-Semitism is on the rise in the society, no matter what groups are carrying it more, it means there's something that's happening to that society. And to just link it to an Israeli-Palestinian conflict is a poor reading of it. Mm-hmm. And that's where we at, in a sense.
Nicole, from your experience, what are the key factors now contributing to the rise of anti-Semitism in France?
I would say that the key factors are always the same. When anti-Semitism rises in a society, that means a society is not at ease with itself. Mm-hmm. And it needs scapegoating. It's always been the case in history. To try to tie it to a particular outside issue like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is just a way to use a different form, a new form of classic anti-Semitism, if you can call it classic. What's very interesting with anti-Semitism is that it mutates according to the needs of society. French society, just like the rest of liberal democracies, have issues that they have to address. And in order to avoid addressing them, some groups are trying to, as one time a BBC journalist told me, first blame the Jews. But it's true, it's just helpful to avoid addressing the real problems. The real problems that we're addressing, just like probably in Germany or the UK or elsewhere, is how do we evolve in a very moving and unstable world. And here, it's, I would say, what has really made things very difficult is the fact that a large part of our demographics is coming from the Arab Muslim world, where anti-Semitism has been used by very authoritarian government as a way to avoid addressing the real issues of the country. And we saw it a lot when people escaping Islamism in Algeria came at the same time as people that are Islamist in Algeria wanted to proselytize in our neighborhoods, made of a lot of people that relate to those countries and have sometimes, for some of them, difficulty to integrate. And it's backed by far-left politicians that see them as a potential electorate. A lot of what's going on has electoral aspect to it. I would say that the traditional work voters for the left have gone to the far right, and the far left had to find new voters. And in order to find those new voters, they are working in neighborhoods with a large Arab Muslim population, hoping that blaming the Jews or using the Arab-Israeli conflict is a good tool to attract voters. And for some unions, to attract membership.
This is certainly a theme we have seen across Europe, with the far left adopting very similar narratives and tropes, as you've described them, about Jewish people, as you traditionally would have heard from the far right. There's a lot of parallels. Have you noticed that too?
Completely. My knowledge of other societies in Europe are very much the same. At the same time, it doesn't say that the far right is not doing it anymore, but it's much more discreet, and it's left to the outer fringe of the parties that are trying to join government. So the far right has understood that in order to join government, they had to clean up their anti-Semitic rhetoric, and they're leaving the anti-Semitic aspects to more extreme groups that are not part of the wish to join the governing body. The far left is much more open about it in a way because of their need to recruit voters, as I said, and for some, unfortunately, labor unions to recruit card-carrying members.
Yeah, very interesting. In Toulouse, what efforts are made to sort of try to reverse this or to address the divide between Muslim and Jewish communities? Are there ongoing efforts that you can identify?
Trying to frame the issue as two communities against each other is part of the issue, I think. It should not be framed that way. It was, and it was obvious after 2000. I think a lot of politicians, it's funny because I'm deputy mayor now, but I think it was kind of an easy way out, was to say, well, it's two communities against each other. It's not true at all. I don't think Jews want to do anything to the Muslim community. And I think that's not the problem. I think the malaise of a lot of particularly young people, but not only, sometimes of Muslim descent, sometimes not, in order to fit into society is what has to be addressed. I don't think that promoting so-called dialogue between Muslims and Jews is the recipe for an improvement. It's promoting what it takes to fit into the complex societies that we are living in, whatever your origin is. If you are coming from rural France, or if you come, if you're a descendant of people coming from Algeria, Morocco, or Syria, your difficulty into fitting into complex societies are quite similar. The Jewish question is always the question that avoids asking the other questions. So I think the real work is, and I'm deputy mayor in charge of culture, and particularly music. But the real question is how you allow people that live in the society to feel that they are part of the culture of that society. And that's what should be done. I think a determined effort to have everybody access to the culture of the place is one way to address the issue. I don't think a relationship between Muslim and Jews are the real way to go.
Yeah, that's a really interesting perspective. One of the, I suppose, flashpoints in this narrative, and unfortunately catapulted Toulouse into the international headlines, was, of course, the tragic attack in 2012, which targeted Jewish schoolchildren and a rabbi. Can I ask you, how did that event impact you personally? I mean, at that time, you were head of CRIF, and so obviously you were very much invested in the subject matter. How did it shape your approach then to trying to combat anti-Semitism?
It's true. I was very much there because I came to the school very early that morning. On a personal level, the strangest thing for me was to see those children and to think about my own parents as children during World War II. It was a very strange feeling of images superimposing my parents as hidden children and those children that had just been witness and just saved their lives, running to hiding for the same reason, because they were Jews. So that was a very strong feeling, very strong emotion. After that, in a sense, my role was to try to make people understand exactly what we were talking about, is that when Jews are targeted, and Jews were not the only ones targeted by Mohamed Merah, if you remember, he killed French soldiers, and particularly French soldiers of Arab descent. So my purpose was to make people understand that the malaise of that young man and the people around him that made them target not only Jews, but also French soldiers, had to be addressed in how you turn people coming from elsewhere into Europeans, and in terms of culture, and to turn them into French citizens. That's the real work. And in a sense, the fact that I became a deputy mayor in charge of culture was a natural continuation of that reflection. Because for me, the fact that a man, 24 years old, born in Toulouse, could decide, and not alone, because his brother and other acolytes were found guilty of helping him, could decide that he was at war with the French army and with Jews in France, meant that we were missing something in the way we are raising young people in France.
Yeah. Have you witnessed or noticed a change to the approach to integration, community building, since that time? Have lessons been learned?
Very good question. I think, unfortunately, it has become a political football. The far right is saying that we have to get rid of them. And the far left is saying we don't have to transmit any of this terrible colonial culture to them. So, in a sense, because the issue has been captured at the extreme, advances are very difficult. I think it's true that, I mean, local politics now, I don't carry any card of political party. I joined a center-right mayor because I think that this mayor, particularly, his name is Jean-Luc Moudin, is very much aware of the fact that that's what we have to do. And what we should do is have people in charge understanding that you cannot play with the issues for electoral gains, no matter where you are. You just have to work at building a society that has both capacity to integrate culturally everyone, mm-hmm. but not without erasing, of course, what's particular about an individual. If I take my own example, I'm very Jewish, but I do understand that being part of French society and more largely of a European society is key for living together.
Mm-hmm. Question I have is around the dynamic that we've seen in terms of just the population numbers since 2012 and beyond. I mean, the number of Jewish people living in France has declined. Thousands of Jews have left France since that time. Do you consider that directly linked to the rise of anti-Semitism? And what is the impact on the Jewish community if that's the case, as numbers are declining? How does that impact Jews themselves and also wider society?
You're totally correct in saying that thousands of Jews have left. Toulouse obviously has seen hundreds of families leaving after 2013. It takes about a year for people to organize their departure. Most of them left for Israel. Some have not stayed in Israel. Some have stayed and flourished. It's not an easy thing. There were a lot of young families. Of course, the effect on the Jewish communities has been it's been something we had to think about. The departures have declined because after 2015, 2016, the fact that it was the French society in its entirety that were targeted by Islamist attack made it obvious that we were all in the same boat, in a sense. It was not only Jews that were targeted, but it was French society. So the departures of Jews have decreased after that realization that we were all in the same boat. But nevertheless, we are working at strengthening Jewish institutions so they can still be strong with less Jews. And that's one of them, trying also to work, as I said before, towards a better understanding of what it takes to be singular, just like Jews are, and universalistic, just so you can live in a multi-ethnic society, sharing a common culture while retaining some features of what it was transmitted through your family and your roots when they come from elsewhere. So it's been a difficult task, and a lot of leaders of the Jewish organizations are really working on it. I can see that the young president of CRIF in Paris that was elected several months ago has really shaped, he's only 43, is really working towards that, how to make those Jewish institutions stronger, more resilient, and be part of society at large. It's a tough task, but it has to be done. What we are seeing, and we saw it recently with the riots after the death of that young teenager in Paris, is how difficult the task is.
Yeah. It requires so much in terms of cultural change, generational change, counter narratives, all of that. That's really interesting and encouraging to hear about the new president of CRIF and the efforts that he is making. I wonder, are there examples of programs or initiatives that have been implemented either specifically in Toulouse or nationally or in other regions that you think are having an impact or have been successful or have the potential to be successful in terms of that integration agenda and building those bridges in communities and society between Jews and Muslims and indeed others?
As I said, I think giving the, at least how France sees itself, you know, it's not a natural thing for France to see itself as a multicultural society. It's always been kind of a difference with what the French call Anglo-Saxon societies. Both are narratives or myths. I mean, you can call them whatever you want, but it cannot be addressed that way. It has to be addressed, as I said, in a French way, which mm-hmm. is what kind of program can you establish so people can feel part of the same society? That's the funny enough, the far left is very much pushing towards that. I cannot see France with its way of seeing itself going that route. I see France as establishing in sports, culture, or in school, trying to make people learn and enjoy France together. It's a very difficult, extremely difficult. I'm not sure we're going to succeed, but that's how we address things. I'm not sure. At the same time, preserving the right to practice your own religion or to have your own cultural moments. But the idea that you have to propose, I would say, Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart with people trying to mediate and allow everybody to enjoy that, or science. We do that with science as well. We have people that mediate access to art and science so people can share it together. I know it seems maybe utopist. It's possible, but that's how we can, as French people, address the issue. Some people say that it's too late, that we already have too much of a distance between different parts of society. I tend to be more optimistic because that's my nature, probably, and otherwise that would not be what I'm doing, that we have to find ways for people to share into the culture that they live in. And that's the only way not to make Jews the scapegoats of things that don't work.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally, Nicole, as the daughter of, as you described your parents, hidden children, you know, children who were hidden and whose families were displaced because of the Holocaust. And now, obviously, as a leader in the Jewish community, what sort of a message would you like to convey to Jewish people who are listening to this podcast, or indeed to, you know, the wider listenership in terms of the experience, the lessons that may have been learned and what next? I appreciate that you are, as you said, somewhat optimistic, which is good. But, you know, what's next to create a more inclusive and harmonious society where anti-Semitism is in an ideal world becomes a thing of the past?
I would say that we have overcome very tragic moments in history, and we're still here. And the way to continue is to stay close to our traditions, close to our history, at the same time as we are open to the world. There was a rabbi in the 19th century that said that for Jews, being particular is the mean, being universal is the goal.
Fantastic. Nicole Iardini, thank you very much for joining the podcast today, for sharing your experience and your insights and your personal history too. I really do appreciate it, and thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
It was a great pleasure and an honor, and thank you very, very much.
I hope you've enjoyed our discussion. Please don't forget to like, comment on, and share this episode. You can find out more about Fighting Terror and the Counter-Extremism Project on Twitter using our handle @FightExtremism and on the homepage of our website.